And so tonight, we look at Psalm 47. We have discussed on Wednesday nights that the Psalms can be separated into several categories, such as imprecatory Psalms, that is, calling on God to destroy our enemies. We have discussed acrostic Psalms, where each line begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet, or maybe a successive verse in some cases. Also, we've talked about the penitential Psalms, 6, 32, 38, 51, 102, 130, and 143, where the psalmist confesses his sin and calls on God to forgive and restore him. And we have spoken of messianic Psalms, where the coming of the Messiah is thematic in that psalm. And also recently we discussed the Hallels, or the Hallelujah Psalms, where the psalm begins with praise the Lord and centers on praising God in his many roles, such as creator, redeemer, and provider, etc. The psalms are also divided into five books. These are chapters 1 through 41, first book, 42 to 72, second book, 73 to 89, then 90 to 106, and 107 to 50. And within these five books or groups of psalms are arrangements based on criteria such as authorship, psalm type, keywords, and subject matter. According to theme, there is a general progression from suffering and complaint, which dominate books 1 through 3, toward thanks and praise, which dominate books 4 and 5. And as for a justification, in dividing the Psalms into five books, in one of the oldest manuscripts of the Psalms that we have, known as the Leningrad Codex, this division of the Psalms is indicated by blank lines at the end of each book, a characteristic that is uncommon to the manuscript anywhere else, a characteristic that serves as a dividing mark for the Psalms. The Leningrad Codex is the oldest extant Hebrew Masoretic manuscript of the entire Old Testament. The manuscript claims to have been written by Samuel ben Jacob in Cairo in 1008 and is based on manuscripts by Aaron ben Moses ben Asher of the ben Asher family, famous scribes who were unbelievably dedicated to their task. It has been used, the Leningrad Codex has been used as the basis for many printed editions of the Hebrew Bible. So as we go further and further into our study of the Psalms, we indeed see the Psalms increase in depth of meaning and significance to our lives as God in Christ comes to us through Scripture, through his servant David, and others whom he chose to speak to us through. And so we go to Psalm 47, the first four verses. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy, for the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. The sons of Korah. An interesting name in Old Testament Bible times. It shows up during several generations. The sons of Korah were musicians and choir members and descendants of Levi, one of the 12 sons of Jacob. While Aaron, the brother of Moses, was the first high priest, the descendants of Levi were the keepers of the tabernacle and later the temple. And that included the music and all that went along with making music in the temple. The sons of Korah were thusly a group of Levites whom David appointed to be in charge of the music in the tabernacle. They were apparently descendants of the Korah who led a rebellion against Moses in Numbers 16. However, not all the sons of Korah perished as a result of that rebellion. Some of the sons of Korah were descendants of the prophet Samuel, and some were known to be fierce warriors and defenders of the tabernacle and temple. This group were musicians. And the sons of Korah called on not only Israel, but all peoples, as you heard, indeed the whole world, to clap their hands and shout to the Lord. Yes, there could even be some singing, but clapping was certainly in order. And we know that at the enthronement ceremony for King Joash, there was loud clapping. Why should all peoples clap and shout loudly? Because our King, the Lord, the Most High, is enthroned. And He is to be feared. He is the Great One. And He's the only King over all of creation. The Israelites acknowledged that it was God, Elohim God, in this case, not Yahweh God this time, but they called this time on Elohim God, the plural God, three in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Elohim is a plural form. They called on Elohim God, who defeated their enemies and even put them into subservient positions under them. Peoples and nations now served Israel, where they formerly persecuted Israel. God gave the people of Israel a heritage, both a land and a promise of a future, especially of the coming of a Messiah to save them. He did this out of mercy, without any merit or goodness on their part. And so we go to verses 5 and 6. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. So far the reading. For us, on the eve of Ascension Day, we hear these glorious words, God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. And the peoples and all the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven have given a mighty shout. The shofar, the trumpet, has proclaimed our Lord's ascension to His royal mighty throne. And what are we to do? What are we to do? Sing praises to God. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. Why should we sing praises? Verses 7 through 9 tell us. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God reigns over the nations. God sits on His holy throne. The princes of the people gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. So far the reading. Our God reigns over all nations. We should sing praises to Him. He is not a tyrant, but a gracious Savior. He is not a mere local deity, but God of all creation. He who directed the conquest by which the nations came under the rule of Israel is now directing the conquest of the world by the spread of the gospel. Those Gentiles, of which we were numbered, are now numbered as citizens of the spiritual Israel, the new Israel. As for the shields of the earth, these are the princes of the earth whom God has appointed to protect His people. He has done all things necessary for salvation for those of faith in Christ, the people of the God of Abraham, the father of faith. Praise Him. He is exalted and risen and ascended and rules over all creation. Israel celebrated with shouts of joy and the sounding of trumpets when God ascended to Jerusalem. When the Ark of the Covenant was brought up by King David, God ascended to Jerusalem. Went up to Jerusalem. We should celebrate the exaltation and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ and His coming into all lands with the same kind of joy, with shouts and the sounding of trumpets, sing praises. We should sing praises when Christ is exalted with the preaching of the gospel over all the earth. And finally, I read to you again portions of the two scriptures that speak of Christ's ascension that I read to you earlier from Acts 1, verses 6 through 11. The ascension. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. And then from Luke 24, verses 50 through 52, the ascension. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. So far the reading. And I ended this sermon with five lines, as it turned out. And after I looked at these lines several times, I thought, well, this could be a modern-day psalm. And so I give you these five lines. Clap loudly, for God is enthroned, sitting at the right hand of God in power and glory. Sound the trumpets loudly. Our King reigns over all creation, over all nations and peoples. Sing to the Lord a new song, for sin, death, and Satan rule no more. Praise the Lord, there is no other God like Him. There is no other God but Him. Praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.